Ryan. I'm Steve Bakken, along with birthday boy Scott Hannon, 49 today. Yeah, he's 49. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio to What's On Your Mind, radio.com. Around the region, a little overcast across most of the state of North Dakota. 32 in Bismarck, Mandan this hour. Williston at 36. 37 in Dickinson. Minot at 30. In Jamestown, they're at 33. Devil's Lake, 31. Grand Forks, 33. Fargo, 35. Miles City, Montana, 44 this hour. Toasty warm over there. Also Rapid City at 47, Mobridge, 34, Aberdeen, 33, and Lemon, South Dakota at 40 this hour. In the discussion with Governor Jack Dalrymple, he wanted me to get out. One of the things that came about from his meeting with Tesoro was they now have a website up that they previously didn't have, and there's a lot of information on there. If you'd like to check that out, it's www.tesoroalert.com, T-E-S-O-R-O, alert.com, tesoroalert.com. Now there's a website, so some of the things that the governor is getting in place from a safety standpoint that maybe wasn't there before when it comes to pipeline safety, which, of course, pipelines still are the safest way to transport the products out of North Dakota when it comes to the gas and oil industry that we need to move. They are the safest route of getting product out, way safer than railroad or trucking. And from the standpoint of safety, getting those trucks off the roads and cutting down the size of some of those trains, it's a much, much more equitable way to get that product out of the state of North Dakota.
Our thanks to Governor Dalrymple for joining us for an update on the spill. And by the way, later this hour, Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, as well as the co-chair of the Flaring Task Force. Those two gentlemen will join us to talk about the newly formed Flaring Task Force, why it's needed, what they hope it'll accomplish, and we're looking forward to that conversation bottom of the hour. In the meantime, your calls on the news of the day, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. One of our questions today, Steve and I started the program by reading some comments from a letter that is in a number of newspapers across the state today from Senator Heidi Heitkamp, in which she's talking about the impact from the 16-day government shutdown across North Dakota as a very real and very damaging thing. So we've asked for audience members to share their stories on the damage. She cited specifically Native families that were left hungry and without housing assistance they desperately needed. Only feedback we've had that like woman who worked in the school said she saw nothing of the sort. Senator Heitkamp also described farmers unable to get crucial support from farm programs and small business owners and families that are now in serious jeopardy as a result of the shutdown. We asked, do you agree? If so, if you'd share your shutdown story here so we can be enlightened, because we've not seen that kind of impact that Senator Heitkamp is talking about. Or is Senator Heitkamp engaging in political theater in lockstep with President Obama and Senator Harry Reid and trying to use this as a political blunt force instrument? You tell us what you think. One of our questions of the day today at 800-228-0550. We also had a call from a listener that Kurt was his name. That's prompted a lot of other callers to respond, and here's another one of those.
Yes, this is Gordy. I just from Fargo. I just wanted to comment on Kurt's call in earlier where you talked about the four areas of spending in the federal government that take up two-thirds of our expenditures. He talked about Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and the military or whatever. I don't remember what the third one was, but the military being the fourth. Which of those four is actually constitutional? The only one is the military. So anybody that wants to gripe about all this spending needs to look at what are we spending that's actually outlined in the Constitution, and the only one is the military of those four. So really, if he wants to get all bent out of shape, I know the guy's a Ron Paul supporter, and he's probably nuts in the head, like most of them are, but he should think about what's actually outlined in the Constitution and what the 17 enumerated powers entail. The other three of those expenditures are not in there anywhere, and if they talk about the common defense or whatever, the common welfare of the people, that's not what they intended, was to take money from one person and give it to the other. So I just wanted to comment on that. It's kind of ridiculous when these guys say that oh, the military is our biggest problem. Yeah, no, it's the only thing that's constitutional. Just get it right.
All right, Gordy, appreciate the call. Don't appreciate the reference to somebody you disagree with as nuts in the head, however, so let's try and take it up a notch if we could there, and I would imagine that would probably provoke some response from other Ron Paul supporters, since he said they're all, quote, nuts in the head.
Did you catch all that? Nuts. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you'd like to weigh in. George and Wilton, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, the deficit is not the problem. It's really the symptom of the problem. And the problem is between your expenditures and the money you take in. And the problem, you know, we're always talking about what we spend. We don't talk about what we take in. And we lose a lot of money because we import a lot of manufacturing goods from East Asia, and we import a lot of oil, and that's where a lot of our money goes. And now all these people that are concerned about becoming bankrupt, well, it would be good if our dollar lost value, because if our dollar lost value, we would be unable to import so much stuff from China, and we'd have to manufacture the stuff here, and that would create jobs, and that would increase the tax revenues. And as for that guy who said that welfare is not in the Constitution, it says to provide for the general welfare in the Constitution. You should read it. And the other guy who talked about the $150,000 laser some guy paid for, he got a big tax break on that. I'm a businessman, and when I have to make big expenditures like that, I get a big tax break.
George, did you find it a little disingenuous when we were being admonished by China about the debt ceiling? China was the one that spoke up and said, you can't default, you're going to ruin the world economy. And, oh, by the way, we're not only A, the ones financing your debt, but B, you're buying all of our crap.
Well, exactly. I mean, if it wasn't for us, there wouldn't be a China. We, between 2000 and 2008, we sent them 8.5 million manufacturing jobs that we lost. And that's where they're getting all their money to buy our bonds. So I think it's just a lot of hot air, personally.
A lot of that to go around, and spending is the root of the problem. That's, you know, to your first point about, hey, the deficit is a symptom. The symptom is, Hightower is lecturing about the cost of the shutdown for 16 days. What about the party that she belongs to and supports that says, okay, we have an economic problem, so let's spend more government money. Let's have stimulus spending. Let's balloon this deficit, which, by the way, the first year of the Obama administration, that's when all that started. Folks like to put that on Bush's shoulders, but that was stimulus spending that came after the election. What kind of sense does that make?
Well, but the thing is, Kurt is right. You have to look at what are you spending your money on. We're spending $10 billion a month in Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, we're spending $400 per gallon of gas. I mean, you know,
I would argue, George, that our military spending as a percentage of the economy is not out of whack. And we do, in a post 9/11 world, have threats to take on. So the idea that we can just, you know, ignore it, you know, the key is what's the percentage of the military spending to the rest of our economy. And that's what we need to watch. I don't think military spending is going to get us out of this, reducing military spending, get us out of this ditch. It is entitlements. And where I agree with that caller, Kurt, is that, you know, entitlements need to be addressed as well. But who said they didn't? You know, he was suggesting that the fight was over discretionary spending, and it was, but it ought to be on everything. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Let's keep rolling here. Casper in North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I've got a question. You know that you're going to become a criminal and get a felony charge if you don't get Obamacare. I've got a please read, everybody in the country, read the book Naked Communist. They'll tell you why you are in the shape. You cannot defeat the U.S. from the inside. You got from the outside. You can defeat it from the inside, and that's what we got—an imposter.
What was the name of that book again, Casper?
Naked Communist.
All right, thank you very much.
It was written between 55 and 58.
I will put that on my list of reading materials. I'll have to check that one out. Casper, thanks for your phone call. Lance in Williston, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, say, I just had a quick comment on Senator Heitkamp's letter to the editor. I believe you know, if things are as bad as she makes it sound, I think us as American people are in pretty bad shape because our dependency on our federal government has gone above and beyond what it should have ever been.
Does it connect at all to reality, to the North Dakota you saw during the I mean, it was less than 20% of the government that was not operating. And
everybody I talked to about it, they were hoping they'd leave it shut down. So I don't see any negative effect on my end, I guess. But
well, all we're trying to do is find out. Obviously, this is Senator Heitkamp. She has these stories. If they're out there, we want to hear the stories. We're asking. Lance, appreciate the call. Thanks, Phil. When we come back, Bob and Minot too. We'll continue. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs up Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Steve Bakken, this is Scott Hemland. It's What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Some Facebook comments to share, some emails to share, and back to your calls in just a moment on the topics of the day, and let us know what's on your mind. Bottom of the hour, Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the chair of the Flaring Task Force, Eric DeLay, will join us to talk about this newly formed flaring task force. Flaring is something that gains a lot of attention. Environmental extremists like to say, this is terrible, it's horrible, it's awful, and as to suggest somehow that folks in the industry think it's a good thing. Nobody thinks flaring is a good thing because it's money that's burning off into the air. But it is a byproduct of a of a booming oil economy and a need to move rather quickly, but obviously efforts are underway to have flaring reduced, and they're making some progress. So we'll get an update on the flaring task force and what its goals and intentions to accomplish are coming up here in just a little bit. On the question, you know, in addition to offering people the opportunity to call in and share stories on the air, Steve, we've also had this question on the Facebook page trying to see, hey, okay, native families, farmers, small businesses, all enduring 16 days of very real and very damaging effects from the shutdown. To use Senator Heitkamp's words, please share the stories with us, or is this political hype? Here's some of the answers. Kevin, another lefty lie. Chad, I think theaters charge $8 for this stuff, more in 3D. Scott says it was so bad she couldn't even come on What's on Your Mind and tell us about it or what she was going to do about it. Kramer for Senate. Mark says most people didn't even realize the government was slimmed down. Dwayne says North Dakota farmers needed help with what? Peggy says another scare tactic. Bill says Heidi Heitkamp is raising the same line as the rest of Washington. She doesn't give a darn about issues. John says the poor and hungry will always be poor and hungry. As far as I could see, no one starved to death. All the furloughed workers will be paid in back pay, and 95% of the country felt absolutely no negative effects from the shutdown. The federal government is bloated and worthless. The vast majority of their jobs can be done much more efficiently and cheaper privately or by the states. So there's more, by the way. If you want to check it out, go to whatsonyourmindradio.com and link to our Facebook page. Emailer says, the last caller hit on an excellent point. Calling Senator Heitkamp's bluff is a very good idea. She's right. Out-of-control dependency on the federal government is a real problem. So, Senator Heitkamp, why don't you go to work addressing that by introducing legislation to reduce the federal government, thereby encouraging self-reliance? Great job, Senator Heitkamp. Your insight is inspiring, says Becky. Phil is traveling I-94 today and is next, waiting on the phones. Phil, you're up on What's on Your Mind with Steve and I.
Yes, I'd like to talk about Obamacare a little bit here and Medicare. I'm retired now at 65. My income, gross income, is about $55,000 a year in retirement. And of that, of course, I pay about 12 or 14% federal tax. But my Medicare costs me $130 a month. My supplemental cost me $90 a month. Medicare I've paid for since inception, prior to retiring, and now I still pay $130. Okay, that's for mine. So mine cost me about $3,200 a year that I pay for my Medicare and supplemental. My wife is not retired, and her premium was $330 a month for insurance. Well, now, just a couple of weeks, 2 weeks ago, we got a letter from her insurance company that says on December or January 1st, it will go to $680 a month. So her insurance will increase by $4,200 a month, or a year, excuse me. Hers is going up $4,200 a year. So our total insurance bill for her and I, and I'm retired and on Medicare, will be $10,400 a year for insurance because of the $4,200 increase. So what I'm wondering about is where did the lie that came out of Obama's mouth about saving $2,500 for the average income person? What happened to that?
Quite a swing the other way, isn't it, Phil?
Yeah. It seems like it didn't cost me $4,200, and I don't think I'd be considered very high income with a gross income of $55,000.
Boy, and how does somebody on a fixed income deal with that number? You don't.
Well, the $4,200 increase, so that comes right off of after I pay my federal tax on the $55,000 and my property taxes and taxes on everything that I buy other than food.
And that's $4,000 plus that comes out of the economy because that's money you don't have to spend to stimulate the economy.
Exactly.
It's a sinkhole.
Yep. And these people that believe it's saving money, I don't know where. Can anybody tell me who saved any money? Did anybody premium go down? You know, with the coverage remaining the same.
Well, you know? No. And I would say that although it was not successful, the effort by Senator Cruz and the House Republicans following suit to attempt, if not to defund, to delay or level the playing field, or you know, inject some in some common sense into this debate into Obamacare, was a worthy fight because of examples like yours, Phil. There's a lot of concern out there. North Dakota has among the highest states of disapproval of Obamacare in the country. So North Dakotans are concerned about it, and obviously for good reason. Thanks
just
for sharing the story.
Here. Let's get back to phone calls. Let's go to Bob in Minot quickly. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's in your mind, Bob?
Hello, fellas. Great show, as always. I've been coughing a little bit, so bear with me on my voice. There was something one of your previous callers said that really stuck with me. He said that if there was not an us, there would not be a China. And that was very true. However, in the last 20 years, things have turned around, gentlemen. If there was not a China, there would not be an us. And I'll tell you why. Republicans and Democrats marched lockstep for NAFTA and GATT. They told us everything was going to work out in the trade wars. Well, guess what? Ross Perot was right. There's a big sucking sound. We're losing our jobs. We're losing our country. And what I find most humiliating and offensive is that the pact between the government and its people has been broken and ridiculed. China can turn our lights out tomorrow. All they have to do is dump their 30-year T-bombs, and, mister, it's finished. We're done. China has deliberately given us enough rope to hang ourselves, and they're sitting over there laughing at us. And this is why I say, as a libertarian, at the end of the day, there ain't one dime's worth of difference in these two parties. Thanks very much. I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
All right, we're going to get John in for his comments because we have less than a minute left in the break in the segment. Go ahead, John. Fargo, you're up.
Oh, hi, how you doing? Hey, you know, this thing with Heidi Heitkamp, I get so frustrated with this. You guys was talking earlier about it being political theater. And, you know, my thought on it is let's call her bluff on it, make her prove her statements. And if she can't prove her statements, quit calling it political theater, because theater is entertainment. It's just a lie. And if she's lying, that means she has no honor, no ethics. And if I was a multi-billionaire and I lived in North Dakota, I'd be putting up the money to recall her sorry self.
John, thanks for the call. Phone call. Appreciate it. All right. More coming up, folks. Don't go away. Flooring Task Force.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room, information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In your mind, I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, the birthday boy, 49. I'm still not sure if I believe that 49 part, but I'll give him the
benefit of the doubt. Are you saying I'm old? Well, you saying I look older than 49? Is that what you're trying to say?
Maybe.
We have a 10-year-old. Our youngest, you know, Haley, is 10, so she's in fifth grade. And the favorite joke in the family is when I get referred to as a grandpa, like eating out or something. You know? Gray hair will do that to you.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's get back to the phones before we get to our guests. Of course, Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and Eric DeLay, co-chair of the Flaring Task Force. We're going to discuss the newly formed Flaring Task Force here in North Dakota and how that will alleviate some of the issues. And what are those issues when it comes to flaring in North Dakota? Back to the phone calls, John and Mandan. Quickly, what's on your mind, my friend?
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. I'm thinking that electing Heitkamp was probably one of the dumbest things North Dakota's ever done. And I also think that electing people like Heitkamp and Obama, the American public, we're getting exactly what we deserve. Thank you.
All right, John said his piece, and he's moving on. Richard in Pick City has a question on flooring, so we're going to save you, Richard, and welcome others as well at 800-228-0550. Our guest, Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Eric DeLay, chair of the Flaring Task Force. Gentlemen, welcome to What's on Your Mind. Glad to have you.
Hi, Scott, and happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Yes, morning.
Where's the cake? We're in Bismarck. Where's the cake?
We're saving that for after the show. We don't want to, you know, sound like we're pigging out here while we're having a very serious discussion of the program.
There is a Dairy Queen ice cream cake, about a half a Dairy Queen ice cream cake in the freezer. We could bust that out.
Break that baby out. There yeah, we go. Yeah. Exactly. All right. Let's talk about the Flaring Task Force. First of all, this is a subject of much focus related to the oil industry, not only in the state, but certainly nationally. And some of the critics use it as sort of the aha moment. Ron, maybe just an overview on you know, why flaring happens and the industry's perspective on it.
Well, Scott, I think that's really the key question that is on the minds of the public and everyone. Why do you flare this gas? And essentially, there are about five core points that I think people need to, you know, become familiar with. First of all, North Dakota, we don't have a great grasp of natural gas. We all of us as North Dakotans, I think we have a pretty good understanding of oil. But when you talk about natural gas and what's in that natural gas, in the Bakken gas, it's very unique because not only is there gas that we typically get from gas production, which is methane, which you use to heat your homes, of which we're now capturing enough gas in North Dakota to heat 10,000 homes for, you know, 5 years on a daily basis. This Bakken gas is unique because it's full of liquids. It's unlike any other gas elsewhere. It's full of propane, it's full of butane, and it's full of ethane. And once you begin to capture those those components and understand what the gas is, now it opens up a whole new avenue of value-added opportunities, which we're beginning to see North Dakota's on the cusp of as the Empower Commission, which is appointed by the governor to look at energy issues in North Dakota, is just commissioned a study to look at what are the market niches for the natural gas liquids, which can essentially create a whole new energy economy for North Dakota. We're talking about two fertilizer plants, over $1 billion each, one in Grand Forks, one in Jamestown, that would provide anhydrous ammonia for our farmers. You're talking about BNSF thinking about a $400 million plant in which they would convert North Dakota Bakken gas into liquefied natural gas to run their train engines on. You're talking about potentially CNG. You're talking about ethane used for a chemical industry. Once you have ethane, you can make plastics. You can make everything. So that's the uniqueness of this gas, and it's taken a long time to grasp how do you get the full value out of it.
So why is North Dakota lagging so far behind?
Well, the biggest thing is it takes time to build this infrastructure. The Bakken is 15,000 square miles, and any oil field that's ever been discovered of this size and magnitude that didn't have the infrastructure in place has had to flare gas. And in North Dakota, you know, we have built over 10,000 miles of pipeline to capture this gas. Getting the easements from landowners is challenging. You have to work out an agreement with landowners to get that easement. And essentially, the other thing that's happened, over half of our flaring today is from wells that are already connected. But when the companies raced out and put that pipeline in place 4, 6, 7 years ago, they didn't realize that instead of having one Bakken well on that 2 miles, you might end up having 4 or 8 or 12 wells off of a pad. So that infrastructure quickly outsized itself. And when you bring on a well with 4 wells or 8 wells, the 4 wells down the line now, there's no capacity. So you got to go back in. You got to rebuild that line. Nobody wants to capture this gas more than the oil operator who's put the money into drill the well. So it's going to take time, but this is what this task force that Eric is chairing is really beginning to look at.
And Eric, I want to ask you about this from the industry perspective in a moment here as well. We have questions or comments welcome for our audience and a couple waiting, so we'll go there next. 701-258-0550 and Richard in Pick City. Go ahead for our guest. Your question, Fleury?
Yes, I understand that they have figured out a way to capture this temporarily, capture it and hauled in by truck to a gas plant to do the processing.
Well, this is Eric. We can take out the heavier ends, the propane, the butane, the ethane, but you still have the methane aspect that is gas. So you're correct. On the well location, you can knock out those heavier carbon chains, if you will, but you still have to deal with the gas. So that's where the flaring then occurs.
Well, I mean, this now eliminates flaring. And it's all put in a tank, and it's all hauled into the gas plant for processing. I know a couple of companies are hauling it in now.
The liquids.
Yeah, the liquids. I think you're right. Again, the residual gas, the methane, still has to be handled through a gas pipeline.
Does that answer your question, Richard?
Richard, appreciate the call. And there are other things too that are being done innovatively where you take the gas, you capture it there, and then you use it for power generation on a drilling site, aren't they, Eric? Using that in some cases too.
Yes, that's correct. We're looking at a couple different technologies, and each company has to decide what they're going to do. But I think Ron said there are 6 North Dakota-based companies that are looking at well location applications of technology. One of those is the drill rigs, switching over from diesel engines to natural gas-fired engines or bi-fuels. We're looking at some other compressed natural gas on site. We call it CNG in a box. So those solutions are out there. Again, the bigger volumes still, need to be collected and sent down a pipeline. So those volumes are going to be a little bit smaller, but we are looking at all those technologies now.
What is the ultimate goal here? I mean, you're chairing the flaring task force, so tell us what the task force seeks and when there will no longer be a need for a flaring task force. What do you see as the ultimate goal here?
Well, the ultimate goal is to reduce flaring, reduce the duration of flaring, so reduce the volume, reduce the duration, and reduce the number of wells. So We need, as industry, though, we need to be able to operate during that time as we attack this problem. As you know, the oil revenue coming out of the Bakken play to the state is over $250 million a month in oil revenue and about $1.5 million a month in natural gas revenue. So oil is the prize that we're working on right now. So that's what's paying for the gas gathering infrastructure. And we need to continue to operate and generate that revenue so that we can install the gas gathering. And as Ron said, we want to capture that revenue stream. We do not want to eliminate or, you know, let that go. So so we're trying to reduce all those as fast as we can.
We're talking with Eric DeLay of EOG Resources, Government Relations Director for the Flaring Task Force. He's the co-chair of that. Also, Ron Ness, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. If you have any questions or comments for our guest, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Devin in Watford City, what's on your mind?
Yes, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm a lease operator out here, and I mean, a lot of the problem that we're having too is, you know, just like you said, sir, infrastructure is a huge deal, and a lot of it, you know, is we got some wells that are on the end of a certain line, you know, and so those wells are not going to be able to squeeze the gas into that line, so the wells that are closer to the station or to the compressor station will be able to get that gas, shove it into the line, and get it sold. So I think that's probably one of the bigger problems we're having is that, you know, a lot of these other companies, you know, they're putting on the well before the line's even put in yet. You know, companies like One Oak Island can't even capture the gas. So I think that's a problem, too. Just like you said, sir, I agree. Definitely infrastructure. So that's what we need.
Well, and I think you're right. You know, the one thing, the unique part about this task force and why it's so important, and they've met 12 times over the past 30 days or 35 days, but oil companies and the gas gathering companies and the gas processing companies and the pipeline companies aren't all, you know, the same company doesn't generally own the whole stream. So the fact that these companies are coming together and sharing their best practices for things like these remote capture techniques that the previous caller talked about, or we get together and begin talking about the reliable electrical power, because that's really becoming a significant issue as you look at these significant gas plants that are going up across western North Dakota, provide great jobs, they gather this gas, they process it, but they are large consumers of electrical power, and ensuring that when that electricity goes down, all the wells in the field will go on flare, because that's the safe thing to do with your gas, and that's why we're flaring gas right now. But All of those challenges have their unique little subset, which add to this total. And another one that we haven't talked about is trying to get pipelines and infrastructure built on the three affiliated tribes reservation. You've got to deal with the BIA, the BLM, the tribal government, still with the state government. And there is a bottleneck there that we are just about hitting a brick wall, which we have to get through that one.
Right. Thank you,
Devin,
sir.
Anything else, Devin?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, appreciate the call from Watford City today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Our guests, Ron Ness, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and Eric DeLay, Chair of the Flaring Task Force. We're talking about this newly formed task force, and welcome any questions or comments you do have. We need to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you guys about this lawsuit that has been filed and your reaction to that, and also continue to follow up on the next steps for the Flaring Task Force. After this time out with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. This is What's on Your Mind, a North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. When we come back, and then more of our conversation on the Flaring Task Force. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings when they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. the North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Dawn from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Dawn, why do farmers put livestock in harvested fields?
Although it may not look like much, there's a lot of food energy in the corn stalks and small grain stubble and fields after harvest. Corn is king when it comes to food value. I recently read an Ohio State University fact sheet, and it said 1 acre of corn residue can supply enough feed to keep a 1,000-pound cow fed for up to 2 months. And according to NDSU Extension, feeding straw from small grains can be done if the animals receive additional higher quality feeds. It's a great way for farmers to make better use of everything they grow.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
And we're back with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon. It's What's on Your Mind. We're chatting with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, president of that organization, and the chair of the Flaring Task Force, Eric DeLay, today on the program. Before the break, I just was curious of your reaction, Ron, or Eric, whoever wants to take this, on this lawsuit that is seeking to get a class action suit among mineral owners going on the value of flared gas and seeking to force operators to comply with state law and pay royalties to mineral owners from the flares is what they're saying. What's your reaction to this?
Well, Scott, this is Ron, and I've looked at some of this, and it's kind of confusing to me because, you know, the mineral owners that benefit from the oil production by getting royalties are saying, if we want to sue you because you're not capturing the gas, and yet if you don't produce that well, they don't get that any of that mineral royalty either. So, and they're talking about in the future, which in the future is, you know, what's the value of gas you can't capture? It's like what's the value of corn you can't harvest? So, and they're saying something about not following the law as well. The North Dakota Industrial Commission sets the rules on each operator on you have to come in for your flaring variance. You have to come in for the laws are very clear in the statute. The legislature provided incentives actually to allow oil operators not to pay the natural gas mineral, the royalty or the tax if you utilize one of these remote flare captures, if there's not a pipeline connected, because otherwise that gas would be flared. So, you know, the legislature has said, you know, we want to encourage you to go out there and get that gas on site. And obviously the Industrial Commission has all the tools in their toolbox to regulate the industry, but yet this group of mineral owners now is saying, we want to sue you because, you know, you're not capturing that gas, but yet we want to keep the royalties off the oil. So it's very confusing, but certainly we have a litigious society, so I guess the courts will decide.
I want to go back to the gathering process. And Ron, you mentioned the issues when it comes to on the reservation with the tribe. Eric, you were telling me there's actually some conflicting resolutions when it comes to dealing with the gathering process on tribal lands.
Yeah, that's correct. Just so you know, the flaring task force, we have a subcommittee also on tribal land. So we are meeting with the tribe and the business council separately on November 6th, and we'll be working with the tribal business council and the chairman, Tex Hall, to determine the policy there. But the policy right now, the resolution that's in conflict, is there's a setback resolution on the reservation where we have to set pipeline a half mile back from any occupied dwelling, and that's in direct conflict with getting pipe in to stop or reduce flaring. So that's something we want to talk to the tribe about, is how these two different resolutions are in conflict. So as you can imagine, a half mile is pretty large distance if you have to get into a well. So hopefully we can work out an arrangement that we can deal with the tribe on that. So
I know there's also been some concern about the power line in the Killdeer area, and again, that's also necessary to help rein in the flaring, right? I mean, Ron, this goes back to your earlier point. This is just a matter of time and infrastructure to get ahead of this.
Well, again, I think the point of this task force is to take all of these challenges and lay them all out, and then figure out, okay, how do we move the ball down the field? Unlike the Vikings were able to last night, by the way. But how do we move the ball down the field?
That was brutal.
That was a hard night for a lifelong Vikings fan. Thank God for other things in our lives that we don't have to watch that every Sunday. But how do we just set some targets and incrementally move down this flaring number? Because I think we all recognize it's something that we have to deal with. And we're kind of the model for oil shale development in the world, and right here in the Bakken. And I think we're committed to doing this right. But we got to get all of the players at the table, figure out what all the obstacles are, and incrementally move each one of them closer to the goalpost. And you'll see that number come down, because I've never seen industry really so engaged and meeting at such high levels on this thing. And all the companies now have this as a focal point. So.
And the added value of gas is a game changer with this.
Well, the added value of gas is a game changer for North Dakota, because all of a sudden you start looking at, look at the fertilizer. What's a billion dollar fertilizer plant in Jamestown, North Dakota, or in Grand Forks, North Dakota? And you can take this gas and you can do great things. I was with a farmer the other day, and he was so excited about having additional natural gas in southeastern North Dakota, just for their farming purposes.
Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council, Eric DeLay, co-chair of the Flaring Task Force, thanks for joining us, and I'm sure we'll talk further down the road.
Thank you.
Game changer here in North Dakota. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennen. Thanks for joining us. What's on your mind? We'll do it again tomorrow. Happy birthday, Scott.
You want to call me old one more time before we go?
All right, you're old. I'm 49, I believe.
See you tomorrow.
All right, we're good.
What's on your mind, folks? God bless you. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.